Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, amidst the madness of today's topics, Sully being obsessed with late-night baseball, Bieber fever, we have a mock draft here. This is very exciting. The mock draft mania. Please, take us through it.
Mock draft, you feeling good about it? How high would he go in this year's draft?
Do it live!
All right, so this one's CBS Sports. A few interesting things in here. Let's start off. You know what? It's not even worth talking about anymore. Kyler Murray 1, Nick Bosa 2.
Next.
Move through it.
Not interesting.
But Devin White goes 5th overall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What's interesting, though, is that Devin White, we've seen him as low as like 16, 17. Now he's back up to 5. He's a top 10 talent, though, isn't he?
Yeah, and you're seeing this White to the Bucs become more prevalent. And I know you're gonna total all the mock drafts up, and we'll do it Thursday.
Yes.
When I'm here, and we'll kind of see the most popular combination of players and teams. I think Devin White to the Bucs might be one of them. It's interesting, though, if they don't take him, you do wonder if he falls a little bit. Linebacker is a bit of a niche position that high. If that team doesn't take you, you could fall. But I love him. I've loved him since the beginning of the draft process. I would love the Lions to take him. I don't think they will, but I would have absolutely no problem with it. Another chess piece for Patricia to move around, and a player underrated as a blitzer. Boy, does he move fast. He can find the crease.
Giants at number 6, Montez Sweat.
Pass. No, look, I don't want to talk about the Giants anymore. They're going to pass on a quarterback at 6 when they could take anyone they want. So what? They can chance what they want being there at 17 or having to move up from 17. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I hate Dave Gettleman with the fire of 1,000 suns. Whatever. No more Giants talk.
We'll get to their 17th pick later, though. It is notable.
I hate the town of Clarkston where you came from. I hate everything about you.
We have to get to 17.
I don't hate Clarkston. It's a lovely place. I'm just saying I hate Sully.
All right, so 8th overall, we have a trade.
You don't do this.
Now it's a mock trade from the Detroit Lions to the Cincinnati Bengals, moving up to get a quarterback.
So they take Haskins.
Cincinnati takes Dwayne Haskins with the Lions pick at number 8. Problem is they don't say what the trade is.
Well, so Lions go to 11?
You're assuming the Lions would get a second-round pick as well.
What did they take, Hockenson?
Yeah, so the Lions go to 11 and take Greedy Williams.
Ooh. I know me and David just kind of locked eyes there for a minute. Ooh. 6'2", rangy, opposite Slay, can play zone, can play man. Ooh.
I'd be for that because you're going to pick up another draft pick too.
No complaints. Hey, man, this is the cool part with me as far as where the Lions are picking at 8. I really don't have any complaints. I have preferences. I don't have complaints or flip-out picks unless they're just doing something I haven't seen yet.
Devin Bush, 10th, by the way, to the Broncos. He keeps moving up the board.
Yeah. Listen, I think his most popular pairing is still going to be 25 to the Eagles, but his speed, sideline to sideline, his ability to cover backs out of the backfield, take away the screen game, that's a big-time skill in today's league, and Devin Bush has that. Whatever he's limited in, he makes up for it with those categories. So I could see it. I still don't understand if you're the Broncos, A, how you didn't take a quarterback last year, but B, how would you not take one this year? How would you go into the season with Joe Flacco and not a long-term plan? I'd be surprised if they don't take a QB.
Heck, if I'm the Lions at number 8, Dwayne Haskins is there, I'm taking him.
We're not doing those shows
but
right now.
I'm serious.
I hate you.
12th overall. This is a popular one. We're seeing this more, getting him more weapons. Green Bay Packers, TJ Hockenson.
Yeah. No, listen, that to me is still the most sensible thing they could do. The other one there, too, would be Fant, his teammate from Iowa. Now, that's a more of a deep ball threat at tight end, but Hockenson to the Packers makes absolute sense, but it almost makes too much sense. Like it's too easy and too right in your face where the Packers go a completely different direction. I feel like the Packers are going to punk us all, but Yeah, Mike, I've looked at that from the beginning and gone, yes, more of that.
Rashawn Gary, 14th to the Falcons. Is he kind of settling into more of a range that would be realistic for him?
No, I still think there's a very big chance he lands in the top seven. I think the Giants could do it. They've been linked to him. But yeah, Atlanta would be a good spot for him. You know, they've got a defensive line with some talent with Vic Beasley and Takaris McKinley, and be a good landing spot for him. And it's at 14. It's less of a risk to me. No issue there.
And before we get to the Giants at 17,
pass.
By the way, our listeners aren't going to want to miss this. Make sure you stay tuned with us for that. But 15th overall, you have DK Metcalf to the Redskins.
I would feel bad for DK because it would signify the end of his career. The Redskins are a toxic waste dump. They are a career ender. I don't want to see any player I like go there. I'd love to see Rashawn Gary go to the Redskins. That'd be a perfect pairing for me.
There you go. Let's go to 17. Giants select Drew Lock, quarterback from Missouri.
Oh, my God. See, these scenarios are now getting popular, where the Giants pass on a QB at 6, but still get one at 17. I just don't think it's going to work that way. I mean, think about this. If you've got Haskins, take Murray out of it. Murray's going 1. So of the real quarterbacks going here, lower, you've got Haskins, Locke, Jones, right? Do you mean to tell me that in the next 15 draft picks, only 2 quarterbacks go, and no team below 17 moves up to get a quarterback? I got a hard time believing that. I really do. The Broncos at 10. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. The Redskins, the Bengals. There are just so many teams. The Dolphins. I just don't see how the Giants would win out and get that quarterback at 17.
Well, on that note, a couple other quick points. They have Daniel Jones, quarterback, going to Oakland. And they also have Noah Fant going to Oakland later first round.
I like the Noah Fant to Oakland because he's a Jared Cook clone. That vertical, pass-catching tight end, not an inline blocker. Fant to that type of offense, yeah. That would be a really nice pick for them.
Have to update David Steelers. Byron Murphy, defensive back from Washington, going to
the only
Pittsburgh.
One David doesn't want, if memory serves me, he doesn't want Lonnie Johnson out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
David, very upset. I heard him under his breath say, I'd rather have Artie Burns.
This is a good one to close with here. Highest we've seen him in any draft, local product, 21st overall to the Seahawks, from Michigan State, Justin Lane, corner.
Wow, that's really high. Look, I think Justin has the size, he's got the speed, former wide receiver, smart kid, understands both sides of the ball. I think Justin Lane's a rock-solid second-round pick, but if somebody likes you enough, sure. Hell, I'd love the Lions to take him in the second round. I think Lane is a damn good corner, and I think he's kind of gone under the radar a little bit. Everyone's talking DeAndre Baker and Greedy and Byron Murphy, but I don't know if there's some huge gap to Justin Lane. I think Justin had a damn fine season on a team whose offense constantly put that defense in bad spots, and Lane routinely would take his guy away. I think Justin's a really good player. I'm happy he left school, too. Go get paid, man. Don't sit around losing 7-6 games with Jim Bowman's Panama Jack hat.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.